We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
10 families have so far asked Northern Ireland's new legacy body to investigate incidents which led to the death or serious injury of their loved ones during the Troubles since the commission became operational in May. The Independent Commission for Information Recovery and Reconciliation was established under the British government's controversial Legacy Act. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley.
The new legislation came in May. From then until now, 10 families have asked for their cases to be investigated. It's early days, but it's a small number considering the 1,000 unsolved Troubles murders and the much greater number of incidents involving serious injuries. At the heart of all of this is the question of public confidence in the commission established to conduct the investigations. It was part of the UK government's controversial Legacy Act, brought in by the Tories and roundly opposed on both sides of the border. The Labour government has promised to replace the legislation and is consulting on alternatives, but it wants to keep the commission in some form. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said the commission will need root and branch reform to address people's concerns. Northern Secretary Hilary Benn has said he's committed to working with the Irish government on ways to provide greater reassurance. Conor McCauley, RT News, Belfast.
At least 14 people have been killed after a number of suspected Israeli strikes against targets in Israel. Syria's state news agency said 5 sites were targeted, including a scientific research centre. Israel usually does not comment on attacks in Syria and has not given a response to this latest attack. Athletes who competed for Team Ireland in the 2024 Paris Paralympic Games will return home today. 35 athletes competed in 9 different sports at the Games and finished with 6 medals, including 1 gold, 3 silver and 2 bronze. The closing ceremony took place in Paris last night, where the French formally handed over to Los Angeles for the 2028 Games. An awards ceremony to present 8 Scott medals to Gardaí for bravery in the line of duty will be held in Dublin today. 3 of the medals will be awarded posthumously. The medal is the highest honour that can be bestowed by the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
The Scott medals due to be awarded today relate to the actions of Gardaí in the 1930s and 40s and up to the present day. Of the 8 medals, 2 gold and a bronze are to be awarded posthumously. These include recognition for the late Superintendent John Curtin, who was ambushed and shot dead by gunmen at the gates of his home on the 21st of March 1931. He was unarmed and had been threatened after he had brought a number of suspects before court in Clonmel for paramilitary activity. Another gold Scott medal is to be awarded to Detective Sergeant Dennis O'Brien, who was also ambushed and shot dead in Rathfarnham in Dublin on the 9th of September 1942. More recently, in March 2013, Sergeant Niamh Connaughton and Detective Garda Warren Farrell were attacked and had a gun pointed at them after intercepting an armed robbery in Clondalkin. They ensured both raiders were arrested. And Garda Timothy McSweeney is being recognised for tackling a man with a knife in a house on the 24th of March 2022, where a woman and children were in fear for their safety. He was stabbed a number of times, but managed to detain the suspect. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
A new report has found that there is enough residential zoned land across the country to build 417,000 new homes, but much of it is not in the locations where households are situated. The report by stockbroker Goodbody revealed that while just over a third of all available zoned residential land is in the East and Midlands region, just under half of all households are based there. That compares to the northern and western region, where 40% of all available land is located, even though just 18% of households are situated there. Speaking on this programme, the chief economist with Goodbody, Dermot O'Leary, said there needs to be a more joined-up strategy when it comes to rezoning.
We need to rezone more land, but we need to make sure as well that there's services attached with it and we have the infrastructure that's aligned with that particular land. There's no point in just zoning land and not having the schools, not having the services, not having the roads, not having transport infrastructure. This has to be an all joined up thinking approach.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump and Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Increasing cloud will gradually bring patchy rain or drizzle to western and northern areas with freshening westerly winds. Highest temperatures 14 to 19 degrees, mildest across southeast counties.